Hey guys, good morning. Nick here for one more day of our daily devotional. Hope you're being blessed during this fast, and I want to share a verse with you guys that is found on Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2. And this is what it says. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. As we approach the end of our fast, let us not lose our focus, not let ourselves be discouraged, but keep our eyes focused on him, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Let us remind ourselves that this race goes much longer than only a 21-day fast. That the things we cultivated during this fast may become part of our routines and lifestyle. That we remain a house that stays full. That this is something that we seek not only during this fast, but all throughout this race. That our house, our temple, is always full with His presence. That not only 1 or 2 hours a day we are aware of His presence, but that His presence is made known all day long. That even in the most simple tasks, we may be able to feel His presence, filling the place and speaking to us, cultivating our fellowship with Him, which is what we are all designed for, daily relationship, walking in the Spirit. And don't let the hard moments discourage you. As Jesus endured the cross for the joy that was set before Him, that we are able to look at Him and do the same. When it gets hard, when the pressure hits, remember, as 1 Timothy says, the mediator between God and man is the man, Jesus Christ. The man, for He relates with you. He knows what it's like to be under pressure. He knows what it's like to be frustrated. He understands exactly how you feel. Run to Him. Keep your eyes set on Him, and we will finish this race strong. My goal today is that you are able to set aside anything that may be causing you trouble and distraction today. And remember that Jesus understands exactly how you feel, that He's God with you. And just focus your eyes on Him. And in the end, we'll be able to say that we finished the race and fought the good fight. I hope you have a blessed day. And remember, just keep on running.